Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we do bring the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today on the C2P platform, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and wherever you listen to these podcasts. You can find them free and available to download and listen to at your leisure. And we have a very, very talented young man on the program this afternoon. He just got back from Fort Worth, Texas, where he was down at the College Gridiron Showcase performing in front of NFL scouts. And I heard he had a nice little buzz about him when he was down there doing his things after a fabulous career at Kansas State, where he made 35 consecutive starts, and none other than Christian Duffy. Christian, welcome to the program, my friend. How's today treating you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I was excited to get you on. A lot to talk about, especially, you leave K-State, and then you're in your college all-star, you know, atmosphere at the CGS. You're talking to teams. And I guess there's going to probably be little barriers or moments where you think about it, but was that like an on-shock moment where you're sitting down in the hotel and you're talking to guys with NFL logos on their hats, their shirts, their coats, and they're inquiring, they want to know more about you as a young man?
Yeah, no doubt. It definitely is really a surreal kind of experience. And truly, I'm just kind of really just blessed to be in this opportunity, honestly, at the end of the day. So, it was a pretty surreal experience. So.
And I'm sure for you, I mean, you go down there, you want to, you know, showcase what you do well, and then you want to prove to the doubter some of the things they're concerned about. What do you thought that you really nailed down there, and what are some of the things that you wanted to show that you might have heard that, you know, something these guys wanted to see?
I definitely just wanted to show, like, my ability to play a little bit of guard and left tackle as well as right tackle, which I've played a lot of. I definitely just kind of wanted to show my versatility, kind of just different positions and my ability to hop in and kind of bounce around.
Perfect. Now, I got to ask, guy with your size and ability, were you always the bigger, more athletic kid growing up, or is that a body and a frame you kind of grew into over the years?
No, I was definitely kind of always the bigger kid, you know, coming around, you know, growing up. And I'd say once I got to college, it was when it was like, all right, everyone's big now. So, you know, so.
And I never really thought about it that way. Yeah, probably, I assume, you know, most high school kids, there's very few guys at your size. What was it like kind of being the big man on the block? And then you do arrive, you know, at the collegiate level and you kind of realize, yeah, there's a lot of big dudes around here.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like, especially like just sports-wise, football-wise, like being like the bigger kid, you can kind of just kind of throw your weight around, be the bigger guy. But once everyone kind of starts getting that size to them, you got to kind of hone in on techniques and, you know, find what really gives you the advantage.
And I'm, you know, we mentioned the 35 consecutive starts. That's a fabulous kind of, you know, thing to have in your tool belt there to show your durability, because, you know, availability is as good as ability, as I like to say. Could you just kind of credit that to the good graces of God keeping you fresh, or do you do a little bit something extra to make sure that, you know, your body's right where you can kind of, you know, play through the bumps and bruises that come with playing on the interior of the line?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of that goes to truly just, like, recovery and time spent on my body, you know. Big shout-out to, like, the K-State's strength staff and athletic training staff, they both, like, you know, spend a lot of time with those guys and just keeping the body right and keeping the body, you know, as good as it can feel. So.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge part of that recovery. And, again, just to be able to kind of stack those consecutive games, very impressive. Once again, Christian Duffy, the standout Wildcats offensive lineman here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. And as you know, at the top of the show, he just got back from the CGS, a College Gridiron Showcase, a big event for any young man with aspirations to play at the next level, to have those scouts kind of put their eyes on him. And not only, you know, they know you as a player, but now it's a great opportunity where they sit down, shake your hand, and now they get to know you as an individual, and that goes a long way in this process as well. I got to ask, Christian, and you know as well as anybody, you arrive at a big-time program, and things might not have worked out. You don't become the guy. You're not an anchor to the line. You're not, you know, that guy who makes 35 starts. When do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing on a Saturday can get you this opportunity to earn a living on a Sunday?
I truly just say kind of like just experiencing, like, the Bill is what we call it, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, in, like, person, you know, once you see it kind of on that level, you realize, like, what opportunities are just beyond that, you know. It's kind of, it's a surreal experience, honestly, so.
Oh, I'm sure it has to be. And again, you're here, and I'm sure you're starting to do your combine prep, your pro day of training, all those things that come with being in this position. We touched base on it a little bit at the top of the show, but I always like to ask this question. What do you think those hallmark home run abilities are that you possess? I mean, if the scouts are breaking down tape of Christian Duffy, what's going to pop off the film where they're going to fall in love with you when they see you execute?
Yeah, I'd say I have great feet. Ability to move my feet well, have good balance. I'd say I have good hands and pass pro. And yeah, those are just some of my better attributes.
Does anything go unnoticed about your game? This is your opportunity to share it. Could have been the system you ran where you didn't get to pull more, maybe get upfield more. I don't know. Team captain, what you were more, your film junkie. Anything else that you can help you kind of fall in their good graces as we talk about your draft position right now?
Yeah, I definitely say I'm a big film junkie. I know, like, I'm not necessarily like your biggest or longest or fastest or strongest on paper. So I try to find my advantages in, like, the smaller things that I can find on film about something that a defensive end is doing that gives away a tell or something like that. Or if I could see maybe a safety rotation is showing me, be alert to this pressure coming from this side potentially. So I'd say definitely more of a film junkie when it comes to that. So,
is there one particular matchup where you distinctively remember watching film all week and lo and behold, Saturday rolls around and everything you kind of study just kind of like had the answers on the test and you had a fantastic day?
Yeah, there's been a couple times, but I remember, I think 2021, playing Nevada, the defensive end had a tell where he was, when they were doing a twist, like a ET twist, just your end of your tackle twist, he would pick his inside hand up opposed to having two hands down. So just kind of little things like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the power of studying film. And, you know, we've been doing this a long time. It's one of my favorite questions to ask, Christian, is, you know, we just see you suit up Saturday. And we just see you do your thing. But we don't know all the details and all the work. And, you know, you having success against that personal guy, that individual, if you will, you know, we didn't know why you might have had that individual success. It's, you know, those are the little things, intricate things that I like to know, and I think our listeners like to do as well. Now, you come across as a very quiet guy. Is that the case? And if that is the case, when do you become this ferocious school that's kind of dominating on the gridiron?
Yeah, I wouldn't say really quiet. I'd say a little bit more laid back guy, you know, a little more reserved. But I'd say, yeah, it's definitely, some would say like a switch that kind of gets flipped, just like kind of once I get in that zone, like once I got that kind of football mentality rolling, that a little bit more, a little different. So.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Christian Duffy here on the C2P talking some 2024 NFL draft buzz as this young man makes his path towards that next level. I'm curious, outside the X's and O's, and we've been talking football this whole entire show, what are the things you like to do when you're not, you know, studying film and preparing for the game of football?
I love to golf. I enjoy playing video games, and I'd say I do a little bit of hunting from here to there, but not as much as the other two, so.
Okay. You better your short game or long game in the game of golf?
Definitely probably my long game. That's why my score is really high.
I love it. And that's a sport of patience there. And this probably might help you in the game of football too. Just, I mean, you know how it is. I mean, you know, one swing can be complete perfection, and the next one, you're shooting the ball 50 yards off the top of worm heads. I mean, it's a difficult game to master. Before we let you go, we call it three and out, Christian. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, while you could pick any coach on the Wildcats staff, but which coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you or your teammates got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
Coach Riley, his pet peeve was if you put your hands up to the sky, like, you know, you go, I don't know, you kind of shrug your shoulders. If you do that, he would get pretty happy, pretty excited.
That's excellent. You know, it's funny. That seems like a repetitious question where you get the same answers, but we ask it because the players always give us a different perspective on what caught the, you know, what would irritate a coach, and lo and behold, another one. And that's the kind of fun part. How about this one? Usually offensive linemen are the bigger, brawnier guys on the roster. So with that said, who was the biggest eater of that Wildcats line, and what was the one of the most impressive meals one of you guys have thrown down?
Big eater. I'd have to say probably KT, Katori Levinston, left tackle. He, we had a team meal or like just kind of a position. I think quarterback was there too. And they catered in Jack Stack's barbecue. And KT probably put down 4 or 5 plates. I mean, just like back and forth. So like pretty impressive stuff, but.
I love it. You know, I'm not a big guy, but yeah, pound for pound, you would be quite surprised. That's, but I not on that level, but pound for pound, I can get it. And then the final one, kind of sticking to the idea of meals and food. When the draft rolls around that weekend, I assume you're going to be with family and friends. You're going to wait out to find out hear your name or find out where you're going to sign afterwards. But with that said, Christian, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have made to celebrate your next football journey?
The best cook in my family would have to be my aunt Marie. She's hands down probably the best cook. And I'd say I'd have to have her make oxtails and rice.
Nice. Well, hey. Aunt Marie, she's on the clock now for rice and oxtails celebratory day. And, you know, it might sound crazy, you know, this early in January, but, I mean, once you get going, this thing is a whirlwind. All-star games are in full effect. The playoffs, it's like a roller coaster ride. But, hey, man, I'm so glad we got to connect. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing on Sundays, my friend.
Sweet. Awesome. Thanks, man. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. Once again, that is Christian Duffy, the standout Kansas State offensive lineman, 35 consecutive starts, and just got back from the CGS where I know he had a positive vibe, spoke to lots of NFL teams, and he's going to be a name that we're going to hear about as we build up towards this 2024 draft process. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.